This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 Q Symposium here on the beautiful island of Maui. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the fine folks from Cornerstone Advisors, Steve Williams, starting it out with. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Mike, doing great. Great to be here.
Great that you're here. And then right next to Steve is Brandy Gregory as well. Brandy, how are you?
Hello, everyone. I'm great. I'm hot, being from Ohio. It's 23 degrees when I left home.
Oh, it's a good hot. It's a good Hawaiian hot.
Yes. Yeah, it's a little sticky, but it's all right. It's a good hot. Yeah.
Yes.
So, all right, we are here in a beautiful place talking about a beautiful topic, which is, oh my gosh, where is it? Oh, there it is. Preserving precious payments in precarious times. I should have rehearsed that. I apologize.
It's a tongue twister.
It is. We were saying before the recording, a lot of alliteration in there. So good job. Stays on the tip of the tongue.
Yeah.
So who wants to give a quick summary of
Put out a promo for tomorrow. Brandy's going to wow credit union executives and board chairs with this. But it's a crucial topic. Preserving precious payments in precarious times.
Good job.
And I'll go back to Cornerstone does a lot of primary research, and we have our What's Going On report that you recently talked about, Mike. And in there is a nugget, a data nugget, that 70% of credit union execs this year consider deposit growth one of their crucial priorities.
Yeah.
And it was right in the basement last year when we were here, because we were kind of sitting there and we were just about to have these storm of seven rate increases from the Fed. So now what's really important about that is, how do I raise deposits? Well, I've got to add value for certain customer segments or member segments. I can't just pay up on rate because I'll be fighting a war that tanks my margin. So everybody in the banking world, they say, can I have a slow beta? Move my rates slowly so not to tank my margin. What that means is we've got to look at a couple things where we maybe aren't quite ready for that bloody competition. My digital front door, so it's convenient to open accounts. So it's convenient to cross-sell that next deposit account to someone I've used data with in the member base. And then Brandy's going to talk about, how do I play in all the digital ecosystem that's happening around payments? If you check out lately online, it's not just check out and put your credit card in. You can do that, but there's
so
also six or seven wallets.
Oh my God.
So I'll let Brandy kind of touch on that, but you got to be in that ecosystem and you got to have a great digital front door. And so payments is critical to deposit growth. Those two are highly connected right now, or you're going to pay up and tank your margin.
Okay.
Well,
Brandy,
I think tying it to what we talked about today in this session, you have to have social capital with your members, with your consumers. If you're not solving a problem for them, they're not going to bring their keep their deposit with you, right? And you have to make it easy. It can't be difficult. And so, you know, there's a lot of news lately on the early warning, big bank option, alternative that they want to create their own wallet and be a payment option. And I would tell you, I think it's death by a thousand checkouts. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. You don't need to be the name on the screen. You need to be the card behind the name on the screen, right?
Exactly.
And so you don't want to have your own identity out there. You just want your customers to know that they can shop with any of those and be with you, make it super easy. So we're going to really dig into that tomorrow, and it's going to be fun because I was told it had to be interactive. I couldn't just speak at people, which is my excitement, right? I want people to riff with me. And so we're really going to dig in. What are your priorities for 23? If you want retail deposits, how are you going to get them? Because payments is critical to that.
Completely.
You're not going to get them through mortgage. You're not going to get them through auto, right? It's going to be how your customers and members interact with you.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
And one point I'd make there too is, you kind of say, well, what happens if Apple and PayPal, they're going to offer products, and they will, to take our card or our BIN number out of there. However, as we've seen with the struggles at Goldman Marcus, and they're not going to be there when something goes wrong, when something else is needed. So the service advantage of credit unions can be played here is, How do I do that? Because mm-hmm. they kind of, the consumer goes, yeah, but if something goes wrong, I get right to my credit union, they fix it, they help me, they text me through digital.
Yeah. Right.
There's a lot of players who want to be wallet providers who don't want to build the last mile of service. So those two things are connected, and that's why the game is not over.
Okay.
Right. Don't
just
lose
because
sight
we don't own a wallet.
That's where credit can step in, right?
Yes. Yeah. Don't lose sight of your relationship and like the social capital you have with people. Yeah. They're with you for a reason, but you have to maintain that reason.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Apple Pay first came out, this was the big talk about, okay, great, Apple Pay, blah, blah, blah. But as long as you have the card behind it, who cares what you use, right? Because I remember people talking about that at that time as well.
Right, and if you're not onboarding.
All the other pays came out.
Right, you know? If you're not onboarding properly and guiding customers on how to do that, you will lose.
Yeah, what's the overall, not just the number, but the experience behind it and the team behind it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have my credit union number in there because there's a team that has my back behind those payment transactions.
Yeah.
Make that connection as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah. So talk about the precarious times aspect of this. I'm really interested to hear about that because obviously there's so much change out there. Everyone's heads are spinning around 100 miles an hour. So tell us about the precariousness of this.
In our recent Payments Points to Ponder that we just released, we've been talking about it since October, sad math. So hashtag sad math. If you're Al Dominic, it's hashtag melancholy math because he likes more syllables in his words. But ultimately, the regulations that are coming downstream, right? You can't ignore them. And my fear, Mike, is that in 23, it's not going to be hugely impactful. The new Reg II changes that are coming, it's not going to be hugely impactful to the credit union community until 24. And so if nothing really happens in 23, because largely they share with card not present, right? To a small degree, it's going to accelerate.
Okay.
The merchant acceptance is going to accelerate, and their math is going to get sadder.
Okay.
So the regulation,
the regulation
allows for something that's going to have an implementation ramp up time.
Okay.
So you won't see the full impact this year.
Okay. Okay.
And then you'll be like, oh, those Cornerstone, nuts.
They cried wolf.
Right. They cried wolf on this. And you know what?
Wolf is coming. Wolf is headed at your door in 24.
I'll eat the wolf if I cried the wolf, right? But I don't think I am. And just the getting people to just recognize that they have to run the data.
Right,
you need to understand your data. So the biggest nugget I would leave people with is look and see how your networks and your mix is today for card present transactions between PIN and SIG. Look and see what it is for card not present.
Okay.
So not my card, and that can be in your wallet. So I could be physically in a store and paying with my phone.
Right.
That's card not present.
Right.
Because I'm not physically swiping or tapping, right? So, or dipping, I guess I should say now. So look at those differences.
Okay.
And in today's world, for the average institution, it's mostly 50-50 for card present, SIG versus PIN. And card not present is like 75-25.
Okay.
So we're saying by the end of 25, they're going to be the same.
I believe it.
That's a financial impact.
I believe it.
But it's not going to be July 1st. For most institutions, it will be for some institutions.
Now, the good news is
for
you
most,
can.
It won't
if
be.
this impact of margin loss is ramping up, I can also ramp up replacement strategies. So a lot of credit unions are saying, we have abysmal small business interchange today.
Right.
Let's get a good small business package out there. There are credit unions opening small business checking accounts without even marketing them, which says there's some demand out there. If someone wanted to be the friendly small business provider. There is some room out there.
Okay.
Well, we don't want it to be like overdraft protection fees, right? That just, disappeared overnight, it felt like, with COVID, right? Mm-hmm. And they lost all that income.
Mm-hmm.
So prepare for it. Be mindful of it.
Have a game plan.
We constantly get asked, how do I overcome it? You don't.
Right.
You plan for it. You budget for it.
Right.
You re-strategize. You retool credit card. You you pivot. You don't just wait for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's the big takeaway, or maybe two or three takeaways, that credit your audience tomorrow, or when you're going to do your session, what can they take back to their credit union on that?
Care about your data.
Okay.
Understand your data. I mean, we have such cool tools now to really dig into data to figure out, when I open a new checking account, where else is that person residing in the payments ecosystem?
Mm-hmm.
Really start tearing into your data.
Okay.
Without being creepy.
Right.
You don't want to be creepy with data.
Yeah, there's that
but yes, there's a delicate balance, but key takeaway there, and then you better have a digital presence and you better understand what it is, right? So I thought what was really interesting in the what's going on in banking was somebody had made a comment and said, you asked if my digital transformation is over. Is it ever
it's
over?
Never, I saw
it's
that
never, over. Yeah, never over. I thought that that was, that's absolutely accurate. Yep. People are like, oh, I finished it last year. Cool, I guess you're starting again.
Exactly.
Because it's a transformation for a reason. Mm-hmm. And you know, none of these vehicles existed 5-7 years ago to the level they do now. Yep. So it's just gonna continue to evolve.
Yeah.
So you have to be in a constant state of transformation, which is, that's different for bankers. Yep. Bankers don't do well in a constant state of transformation. And
oh
so,
my.
But credit unions, I think, do.
Oh, I
and
think
they have the ability
it.
To really step up here and be that
and,
partner.
And a payments strategy is not, we rolled out a new signature product or we did a campaign. Think of it, it's a weekly sprint of what's the next dial we turn, the next data we come in, the next personalized segmentation things we do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have, especially, you know, run it from a product management standpoint, have marketing and digital connected in there. And you're just you're having constant turning of the dials.
Yeah.
That's how the leaders that we see in the credit union industry and over on our bank
side
are doing it best.
Yeah, you're always
and you're and you're trying to satisfy four demographics.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That operate so different from each other. So it's
right.
not like when I was, you know, in my 20s, there was two demographics really. I mean, Gen Xers and millennials don't. Or Gen Zers, I should say. I'm a Gen Xer. Gen Zers and millennials don't function the same at all, and they're the closest in age.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're vastly different from the boomers and even the Gen Xers, right?
Yeah.
So I think that, that being aware of your demographic and what percentage of your base fits in each demographic, because if you are over 50% penetrated to boomer, you're going to have some challenges in the next couple of years, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be mindful of how to attract that next base.
We grew up saying, I bank at these different places. The Gen Z is, I have these different apps. That's they don't think in terms of institutions.
Right.
They think in terms of apps.
Right.
And so how do you play in that world? You know, we obviously see in a lot of efforts around how do we get that experience more like that. So if they play in apps, then our apps and our experiences have to be good.
That's where you got
to
go.
Yeah.
Precisely. I'm kind of proud to be a Gen Xer because nobody really writes that much stuff on Gen Xers, so I kind of do what
We're
I want.
We're kind of under the radar.
Yeah, exactly.
I want that.
Very cool.
We
it
don't
is,
get
it
trash
is,
as much
it is
as
a very,
used to.
A very thin but very cool generation.
Right.
I love it. Yeah.
Best music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, we can go off on a whole other show.
Right.
On that one. I know you guys very, very well. All right.
Hey, don't get me started.
Anything else to add on this one? Because this is going to be a standing room only one, I think, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Come bring your ideas, right? So
the
number one thing I say to people is, if I'm not learning, I'm dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to learn from my audience.
Exactly.
I want my audience to learn from me, right? And that's how I operate 24/7.
It's a symbiotic relationship, as I learned in my marine biology class in college.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Symbiotic.
Symbiotic with the credit union leaders. One thing also is there is no one vendor out there who's going to save you. You do have to take control of strategy and integration of this whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use the partners in the industry. Some are performing okay from a service, some are performing horribly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to take control of the stack of what brings this all together into my member experience. And that means we see new talent coming into the industry to be that glue that holds the experience together around the different vendors and their up and down performance out there. That's critical right now.
Yeah, don't be afraid of it.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, don't be afraid of it for sure. Yeah. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to give Cornerstone Advisors a quick plug. Anything on the horizon we should be aware of coming out? Any reports or anything like that? Or
well, we're going to be obviously talking at GAC, and Brandy's going to be with me there. We're going to talk about what are the key performance indicators for 23 now that things have shifted, new priorities, new economic harsh reality.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be a morning breakout, but we'll be at GAC. And we always tend to hold court at the JW Bar, so you can find us there.
I know exactly where that
is. Yes, and the drinks are on us if you find me. So
there you go.
Count me in.
But
yeah,
a lot of good things we want to talk about. Okay. Performance metrics are going to be critical this year. At GAC coming up in just a few weeks.
Gosh, yeah. And it's going to be a little bit different weather.
Might be a little colder.
Yeah, just a little bit. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Love the stuff.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.